sit here and look out through the window, this was all a fielded area with apple orchards or apples and I guess pears and the likes of that. And it was the place that old Mr. Sellers used to winter his Shetland ponies. Oh. Used to take all these Shetland ponies out to the various fairs and he would have them for children's rides. Mm-hmm. And of course it was, I thought in my days it was quite exciting to be able to lead these horses around with younger children on them. Mm-hmm. And then after you'd worked for half a day, he would allow you to ride them around on your own. But the chances of someone getting a horse to ride on in Burnaby in those very difficult times, financial times, was pretty remote. But so this is where I live now, is where the old Shetland ponies used to winter.
And what times would those be there?
Well, I was born in 1926. Mm-hmm. Started Nelson Avenue School in 32. Graduated from Nelson Avenue and went to South Burnaby High School and graduated from there. In 1942, pardon me, in 1944. In any case, so all my school years were spent in this part of the community. In addition to that, of course, our business operated from the south part of Burnaby. And so we have it from educational, the residential part of it, and the business community that we grew up and knew. I have a story that I tell a lot of people. My father started Snow Freeze Ice Cream. Mm-hmm. He had been a provincial milk inspector out at Colony Farms, and after starting up this wholesale ice cream business, he thought it would be a great idea to have an ice cream parlor. And so the corner of Nelson and Kingsway on the southwest corner was for sale. It was, had been a hamburger outlet, and he went up to see it, and it was $2,800, and when they found out who it was, I think the price went up to $3,600, and he said, there isn't a corner in Burnaby that's worth $3,600, and now Metrotown's there,
right,
you know.
Right.
There are things like that that cause you to think back and say, oh my gosh, if only they, only but they knew. But there's no question that that the whole of the community has grown, and I think in a very orderly way. We saw the very troubled times of the Depression, where my mom ran a soup kitchen for the kids that went to Nelson Avenue School, and partly to feed the, to feed us. Mm-hmm. And so she would have 20 or 30 children from the Nelson Avenue School come over, have a bowl of soup, and then I would also have to take it over to the teachers and a few things like that. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people that would come up to me when I was in office and would say, you know, I used to get soup from your mom. And so it was that part of it as well. Now those are the times and the troubled times that we really don't need very many of. But when we hear people saying today how tough things are, I don't think they really realize how tough they were then as well. And yet the community grew. And I think it became more cohesive. Mm-hmm. At that time too. I think people pulled together because they were all in the same boat. Mm-hmm. And whereas I think you find today that there are people saying, oh, the hell with them, they don't want to work anyway. So I think you find them more divided. I think we're very fortunate in being as well off as we are, but I think we've lost something in the process, that part of neighborliness and helping the community, helping the individuals that are less able and less fortunate.
When was the, when do you feel was like the height of the Depression in Burnaby? What years
was it? Oh, it was 36, let's see, yeah, 36, 38.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of unemployment?
Yes, as a matter of fact, my my dad used to walk from where they lived over at McGregor and Portland up to the Municipal Hall because he was on relief.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to build roads and they had to do clean ditches and a few things like that. They had to work for their relief.
Mm-hmm.
It was a source of embarrassment for him because he was a quite able to work, but there just was nothing for them.
Mm-hmm.
He then went into business for himself.
With
the ice cream business, mm-hmm. and that was in 1936. And he said, I'm going to do what I can for myself, so that's how it happened. He used to drive a gentleman by the name of Mr. Schmidt into town so that he could walk around all day long looking for work, and then he would walk back from Vancouver to Rumble and Nelson after he had looked for work all that day. And yet, as I recall, I don't think the old interurban lines that was running on what we now know it to be SkyTrain line was that expensive. But they just didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
There was just nothing available. It's very fashionable now to have jeans with holes in them and patches on them, but in those days it was a need.
Mm-hmm.
It was to patch a pair of pants or something of that nature to make it last longer, because there just wasn't the funds available to replace them, and they were passed on from one child to the next.
When your father was working, you mentioned he was working at Colony Farms.
That's correct. Yeah.
He used to travel from here over to Colony.
Yes, Farm? They used to go by streetcar.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
On the interurban line?
Yes.
Right.
And but he would head all the way out there, and he would test the cattle and test the milk, and because it was a producing farm at that time.
And he got laid off from that with the Depression?
No, he actually had left that job to work for what was then known as the Port of Vancouver. Dairy, and it was down at Gore Avenue and in the Hastings and Maine area,
mm-hmm.
And he had decided that was an opportunity to move out to, and once he moved from that, then he moved to the ice cream company that he owned himself, because he thought if they could do it, he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very, very difficult times, no question about it.
And he managed to be successful in the
yes, the business was successful over the three generations that ran it. My son had a very troubled decision to make a year ago, January, to sell it. As a matter of fact, he said, "Dad, I can't sell this without talking to Granny about it."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, Bob, my recommendation is that you're the one that has to deal with it. My recommendation is you sell the company, because the small family operations, I believe, are about at their end. And in this particular case, in your case, I would suggest they're at its end."
Mm-hmm.
So he spoke with my mom, and she said, "You go ahead and sell it. Don't you worry about loyalties to anything. You're the one that has to suffer the brunt of all this. You go ahead and sell it." And I think it was the right decision as well.
Right. Is it still being carried on now? Or?
No, we sold out to Dairyland,
yeah.
Our major competitor. And they were pleased to buy us out, because we had been, over a period of time, very difficult competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Because we dealt in certainly the servicing the accounts and being very competitive in other fashions and pricing and the like. But they were happy to have us out of the industry because we always kept their prices sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And we only had five trucks, where they may have had 25. But and they could never understand how we could stay in business, but it was just that we were more finely tuned, I guess, than they were.
Right.
But it gave us an experience, though, of finer points of budgeting, because in the ice cream business, you get all your income in maybe 5 or 6 months, if you're lucky, 7 months. So you have to then budget for the rest of the time. So you do a lot of forecasting. And hope you're right.
And hope the sun is hot, I guess.
Well, that's right. Well, if you have the wet summers And then you start looking at your figures and you say, oh boy, was I a mile out this time. It's surprising though that how accurate they become if you do it over a period of time, because while you may not have the hot summers, they're probably prolonged, or you'll get an Indian summer. And so it assists you in that fashion.